Well, a warm welcome along to Sunday's Manchester United update, and we start off with concerns on the injury front ahead of that big Champions League clash against RB Leipzig in midweek, because both Edinson Cavani and Anthony Martial suffered muscle injuries in the 3-1 defeat against West Ham and are believed to be doubtful now for the clash in Germany. Cavani was operating, of course, as the central striker from the start of the game at the London Stadium, but didn't come out for the second half, while Martial was forced off after an hour and was replaced by Juan Mata. And Solskjaer confirmed that both strikers will undergo scans ahead of Tuesday's clash with Leipzig, with United, of course, needing a draw to qualify for the last 16. He said, "It is unfortunate. Sometimes you get muscle injuries. We lost Anthony and Edinson, and there's a game already on Tuesday, but it'll be probably like this through this season. Some games you have to do without players, and I'm glad that we've got the substitutions we have." Well, Paul Pogba, of course, was amongst the goal scorers in that comeback victory in the capital, and he's been talking about the impact that COVID-19 has been having on him. Pogba, of course, spent a spell on the sidelines having picked up coronavirus, and he admitted it's strange, it's hard to explain because you wouldn't understand. Even in training, he said, "I would say to the fitness coach that I feel strange. It's not me. I get tired very fast and I'm out of breath really fast. The first game of the season, I couldn't run. I was trying. I spoke with a manager and I will start the game and let's see," I said, "but I was very out of breath and it took me a long time to get my fitness and to get back physically good." Well, finally for the Bulletin, on to news on the transfer front, because reports are suggesting that Jesse Lingard is a target for both Glasgow clubs, Celtic and Rangers, in the January transfer window. The 27-year-old, of course, has question marks over his future at Old Trafford. His existing deal is set to expire next summer, and he's been restricted to just two EFL Cup appearances so far this season, and it's thought that both the Old Firm are keen on bringing him to Scotland. That's all for now. We'll have more later.